Welcome to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm Megan Martin.
And I'm Ian Dory.
I'm Brian Arnold.
And I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. Thanks for joining our weekly conversation about health, fitness, and all things Ninja Warrior.
We will be interviewing all of the top American Ninja Warrior stars, and we encourage you to visit our website, www.wolfpackninjas.com.
And kids, you can get your free Wolfpack Ninja Cub certificate there.
If you like our podcast, please share, subscribe, and like on iTunes. Also, give us a follow on our social media.
We're always posting new content, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Together, we can make the world a healthier and happier place. So join us.
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Wolfpack Ninjas podcast. I'm David Jacobson, and today I'll be speaking with Amy Manson, a former collegiate track and field competitor, mother of two accomplished pole vaulters, and she and her husband run camps and clinics for track and field. And Amy's also a PCA trainer, Positive Coaching Alliance, which is one of the Wolfpack Ninjas nonprofit beneficiaries, and is involved in developing youth and high school athletes through sports. So Amy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, David. Fun to be here.
Great. Well, I gave you some introduction, but I would love to hear you talk a little bit more about your family and the role that sports play in your family and the different levels of achievement among all four of you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I grew up in a town where I just sort of played every sport that was offered for that 6-week period. So I kind of had that great community-based, well-rounded, all sports experience. I really gravitated towards track and field. I was sort of a daydreamer, so distance running was good for me because no one yelled at me while I went off and daydreamed for miles and miles. But really loved track and field, and that really was the one that I narrowed down to in high school. And I was not a superstar, but I did absolutely love to run. And I was blessed to have one of the most positive, funny, fantastic, you know, hard disciplinarian, and he kept you in line, but he was also extremely loving and caring, and he's really the, you know, a part of the reason I loved track and field and running so much. I ended up going to college at Indiana University and walked on to the team just because I told the coach I can't imagine not being a part of a track and field team and running. I knew I wasn't good enough for any sort of scholarship or anything, and he was nice enough to let me join the team. What I didn't know is, again, I was blessed with the most amazing role model, father figure, coach I could have ever asked for, who also happened to have 5 Olympians on our team that year. And here I was, sort of this walk-on that really, you know, wasn't going to give him any sort of, you know, any points or anything like that. But he ended up treating me the same way he treated every Olympian. As a coach, his goal and mission was to take everyone on his roster and move them forward and to help them to improve. And under his coaching and care, I was able to earn my scholarship and become an All-American and go on to run for Nike for 10 years. So, and I really credit that towards, you know, the high school and college coaches I had and the care they gave me and the motivation they brought out of me. So that's my story. And I ended up marrying Pat Manson, who held the high school indoor American record in the pole vault. He was that superstar that just worked really hard and had the talent to match it and was one of the best in the world through the mid 90s to late 90s. And so we both just, when we had kids, we just said, we really don't need them to pick track and field or even sports. We just really know that our happiness and fulfillment came from finding something we were really passionate about, and we hoped they would find something like that. And so they both started out in, of all things, rock climbing, which we had no idea what that was all about or what that even was a sport. And they both just, you know, we live in Boulder, Colorado, and they were connected with the wilderness. So we did love that part. And that was really their sports and competition experience up until high school, was a lot of rock climbing and mountaineering thrown in with that. But they were always around track and field because my husband and I were always coaching track and field and holding camps in our home. And I do a large track and field youth program for little kids, and so they were always around it. And when they got to high school, I guess they sort of thought, hey, I know this sport. I can help out my high school team here, and both sort of took off with the pole vault and sprinting. So it's been really fun to watch them go through high school. They're a sophomore and a junior, and Mia, my daughter, set the national freshman all-time record this summer, which is really fun. And my son Max is doing really well as well. So it's fun. It's fun to watch them have that in common with parents. We didn't need it to be track and field, but it's been really fun.
Amazing. That's such a great level of accomplishment and a great attitude toward what kids can get out of sports, from your own childhood experience to that which your own children are gaining currently in high school. So one of the other things that I failed to mention about you in the introduction is that Max also has competed in some Wolfpack Ninja Tour events, and yeah. I guess he's not necessarily a tried and true ninja, but his time on the pro course at Loveland almost had him in contention to compete with the pros as an amateur. So can you talk a little bit about the role of ninja in Max's life and perhaps the rest of your family?
Yeah. Well, one thing we've always loved about sports and having our kids sort of be open to trying all sorts of different things is that you can gain different types of physical challenges through the different types of sports. And with Max, it was funny because as a little kid, he just had all these funny little skills, physical skills that really didn't fit any sports in particular. For instance, when I would, start a 100-meter race, he would drop down to all fours and run it like a cheetah instead of like all the other kids ran on 2 feet. And we always just kind of laughed at him. He's always climbing everything. So it was when he first came to the, we heard about this ninja event. Of course, he loved the show on TV. And it was like, this is it. This is what all those funny little skills that were amazing but really didn't fit any sports, just this great, well-rounded, challenge to all different types of, physical skills. And he just loved it, and he tried it, and he had a blast. And some of those funny little skills came in handy for it. So I love the Wolfpack Ninja Tour and the courses, because I think the obstacle course is something I think you want. That's why you want your kids to try sports, is to have different challenges to their body, to have their brains and their bodies work together to figure out these obstacles. And you try it first time, maybe it doesn't work, then you do a little thinking and problem solving and get around that obstacle somehow. And it's a great analogy for life as well. So we've loved those competitions. We've loved that type of challenge, and they're just a blast.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you mean by the kind of metaphor for life or analogy for life?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I teach goal setting to kids, I've always used a picture of an obstacle course as an analogy for life, to tell kids that, hey, life is going to have ups and downs. It's going to have obstacles. That, the key is that you don't see those obstacles as barriers, that you try to have sort of that growth mindset that when I get to it, instead of seeing it as a barrier, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to figure it out. And if it doesn't work the first time, then what's stopping me from trying it a different way and getting around that obstacle? And what a great way to practice something that's really going to come in handy for life for these kids, is I'm going to come up against challenges and things that may even look like a barrier. And in the first one or two or five times I try it, I may not get over it, but I'm just going to keep at it. I'm going to not see it as a barrier. I'm going to get around this obstacle, and the sort of the confidence and the competence they achieve by getting around each obstacle is huge. And I think that relates directly to life and the ups and downs and challenges they face.
Terrific. So what are some of a mom's concerns about her kids as they're going through sports? And that could range from anything that we've covered so far in terms of cross training, in terms of kind of the different life lessons that can come through sports. And how does Ninja address some of what concerns you as a mom?
Number one, I know that, as soon as it's no fun for kids, they're not going to be giving their effort. They're not going to be persevering. And that's what I love about the Ninja Tour and about this as a sport for kids, is that it's so much fun, first and foremost. And, you know, even when I was a professional athlete, it still had to be fun. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't find it fun. And I think they really, you know, the people involved, the types of courses, the energy around those competitions is just a blast. And that's a great way to attach something really positive to something like work ethic or perseverance, and to sort of make that connection and hopefully seal that in the kids' minds while they're doing it. You, as a parent, you don't want your kid, you don't want the sport to turn into something that feels like their job or a place where they need to impress their parents or their coaches or the crowd. It's you want it to be a place where they go to relieve stress, not gain stress, where they go to gain physical fitness, where they, you know, where they get really into it and they understand, hey, or figure out, I can make some better, you know, healthier choices and I could do better at this sport. And it just attaches fun to so many other important things, like the work ethic, like the healthy choices, like because that's going to help me get through these obstacles. And so I really love that about the Wolfpack Ninja Tour.
Thanks. Let's talk also a little bit about what the ninja training and competition has done for Max in pole vaulting, if it's helped him kind of transfer any skills or attitudes toward his pole vaulting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and his other big sport is rock climbing. I really sort of connect the three of them because they're all great at providing a variety of challenges to your body. And for instance, as in pole vaulting, as the bar goes up, you need to make different decisions on how fast you run or what pole you pick to use, or, you know, how strong you're feeling that day, and what part of the vault you need to focus on. And with rock climbing, it's a different route every time. So your body has to sort of problem solve and figure out how it needs to use its balance and strength to get through that route. That correlates so well to this whole, the obstacle course. I mean, I think every athlete should train on obstacle courses because it's getting your brain and body to work together, to pull together all of the resources you have within your body to get through the challenge. So why not use an obstacle course that sort of challenges, you know, every little part and piece of your body and that brain connection and the proprioception. You know, that variety is fantastic. You don't want to just have your kid say in that. That's one thing with specializing in a sport, is maybe one movement or one side of their body is, you know, there's this imbalance or this one sort of muscle memory train they're on. And then when they go to do anything else, they can't do it. You know, I'd love to have either different sports in a kid's lives or something like an obstacle course, which is perfect, to keep providing different challenges to their bodies to solve things in different ways. And it's amazing how sometimes where what traditionally would work for, say, the pole vault or for rock climbing, but you've picked up a skill or, maybe a skill or a strength from the challenges you got from an obstacle course, that all of a sudden you're like, hey, I could use this, or my body knows how to do this, so I'm going to try that. So I find that all translates really well. And you can always use the skills from another sport or the mental process you went to solve problems in another sport.
So yeah, totally agree with that. That makes a lot of sense. You know, one of the things that's blown me away in my time around the Wolfpack is how kind of collegial they are with each other, what camaraderie, even as they compete with each other for prize money. So I'm curious kind of what message you and Max have taken away from your time around the Wolfpack in terms of not necessarily having to hate your opponent or anything like that, you know, really maybe loving or helping your opponent the way members of the Wolfpack Ninja team do.
Yeah. And that honestly is what struck me right away as the most powerful thing about those competitions. When we went to the first one, when I took Max, when I heard what Noah Kaufman was saying over the microphone, my heart was just so full, because he was saying all of the the best things and the most powerful things for kids really to get the most out of the experience in a positive way. And really what is the sportsmanship and the integrity and the cheering each other on. And, you know, I know there's a lot of athletes out there that, or coaches or parents that feel like somehow you get a competitive edge by seeing your competitor as the enemy or hating the competitor. And what we know from sports psychology and just what I know as an athlete trying to compete at a pretty high level is that when you're focused on sort of seeing that person as your enemy or in a negative way, it sort of brings down the whole experience. The whole experience is more negative. And what we know from the research is that when it's more positive, when you're supporting each other, everyone's game is raised. The bar's raised for everyone. Everyone has a more positive experience. You know, everyone's going to have their ups and downs, and they're not going to fall on the same days as your competitors. So how wonderful would it be if we could all just cheer on our competitors? You know, it's not your competitor you're competing against. It's the obstacle course. It's the course. Just like, you know, for our kids in the pole vault, we always tell them your competitors are not your competition. It's the bar. It's gravity. And how wonderful if you could all work together and problem solve, you know, which poles to use or which, you know, and same thing with the courses, how to get around these obstacles. You know, I've always felt that the best part of my whole competitive experience, and same with my husband Pat, was really the people and the relationships, and what an incredible positive experience it all was because of those incredibly close relationships with people who had a common goal and who were working really hard, just like you were. They could relate to the ups and downs, and that made the whole experience just incredible.
Yep.
And the Wolfpack Ninja, I mean, all you need to do is walk into one of those competitions and look at the athletes, you know, and to listen to sort of the messaging they're put out, and it's spot on. It's perfect.
I also see that they interact tremendously well with kids of all ages in the lessons and in the one-on-ones that they have done with kids. I mean, I've seen them probably as young as six, as old as their teens. What is it in the Wolfpack Ninja makeup that lends to that? And what sorts of little personal miracles might you have witnessed between them and the kids they serve?
You know, what I see is just this incredible positive culture of a bunch of people who work really hard for this sport, who find so much joy in it and so much fulfillment from the hard work and the working together and the camaraderie that they want to share it with anyone who wants to be a part of it. And I think they, you know, it's just like when you see a great movie or you have a great meal and you want to tell everyone about it. That's what I see with all of the, you know, the Wolfpack organization and all these amazing athletes, professional athletes, that it doesn't matter if you walk in and you're 16 or 20 or 5 years old, they are so excited to share that passion with them because they want them to feel that sort of joy and excitement and fulfillment they feel from the experience and the sport. And I think that just is so obvious, and it's fantastic. It's wonderful.
Thanks. Let's also talk a little bit about the partnership that Wolfpack Ninjas has with Positive Coaching Alliance. And I'd love to hear from you what you feel are some of the key commonalities between the two organizations and how they complement each other.
Yeah, so the Positive Coaching Alliance is all about creating better athletes and better people through sport. That we don't, they're not, you know, who are we training kids to be through sports? For life. Are we training to be sort of these, it's all about me and I will just, you know, I'm going to try to shortcut my competitor and get ahead any way I can and maybe not use my utmost integrity? Are those the kind of people we're trying to put out in the world? Or are we trying to put out people that are also, you know, working really hard and fighting really hard and competing really hard, but doing it the right way with character and integrity? And you know, the Wolfpack Ninja Tour and the obstacle course as a sport, they got off perfectly with their sport in the right way. I think they had the right people involved that they understood the importance of doing the sport the right way and bringing in the right sorts of character and life lessons. And I think it's an incredible partnership. It also, you know, we talk about a lot about the growth mindset and you know, how it's okay to make mistakes. I mean, that's a huge learning tool, all these incredible life lessons that they do naturally in the sport of obstacle course racing. You know, you see someone run for that warped wall and they don't get the first time, but they get three more chances, you know, and try to adjust something and change something and learn from it and grow. And again, the whole sportsmanship thing about how much easier it is for you when you're there feeling like you're a part of a team who we're all going for the same goal of getting through this course versus I'm just here to beat you. And, you know, again, as an analogy for life, there's a better way to go through life than I'm here just for me and I'm going to do everything I can to beat you. You know, it's a much better experience if you're going through it with the principles that the Positive Coaching Alliance teaches. And the Wolfpack Ninja Tour really encompasses that type of culture.
Cool. Well, let's do a little bit of rapid fire to close this out. And maybe the first one won't be so rapid. We'll warm you up slowly, okay?
Okay, good. I'm a slow distance runner, so.
A slow distance runner. I didn't realize. I thought it was long distance. Okay, so if you could map out the future of ninja sport, what would it look like?
Man, I'd love to see athletes who, you know, maybe they're a baseball player, a basketball player, or a football player, a track athlete, or a rocket, whatever it is, I would love to see them taking a break, you know, not doing that sport all year long, and taking some time to do the Wolfpack Ninja, do this obstacle course as their sort of agility, conditioning, problem solve. I mean, all those great, just have a really fun experience that also will give them all sorts of, you know, well-rounded skills that they can bring back to their sport. I think we can create better athletes by having them take a break from their traditional sports and doing something different here that really challenges them in so many different ways.
Okay. Which two or three ninjas are going to be at your ideal dinner table?
Ooh, let's see. We're always a fan of Noah Kaufman. I mean, he just, everything that comes out of his mouth is so positive and so encouraging and so spot on with what should be sort of expressed and taught through sports. So we're big fans of Boulder Doc Noah Kaufman. Megan Martin, we think she is fantastic. She is, you know, I've seen Megan actually used to be my daughter's rock climbing coach. And the first day she came to practice, in this pretty serious team that had, you know, they were several time national champions and everything. They trained really hard. And Megan was a new coach that day. And I walk in and Megan had these little funny dealy bopper headband on and a tutu. And she was having so much fun and my daughter came home as happy as she's ever come home from a practice because she had this sort of silly, funny, you know, coach who was also this world-class athlete. So we love Megan Martin. And let's see. I know my kids really love Jake. Jake who eats the corn dogs at the top of the end of after he finishes the obstacle course. He pulls out the corn dog and then, you know, does a cannonball into the water. So he's always been a huge he's a big popular one with my kids. I know.
Terrific. Do you have a favorite ninja obstacle?
Ooh. You know, I don't know if I could pick one, but I know my kids have said they've got to add a pole vault, some sort of pole vaulting type obstacle in there.
That'd be pretty cool.
We'll have to push for that one.
Great idea. And finally, who do you want to tag? Who's our next podcast subject?
Next podcast subject? Ew. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
I just blinked.
Well, maybe that'll get edited. We'll see.
Okay.
Well, that's it, Amy. That's all I've got. And really appreciate your taking the time and a lot of good insight there as always. It's always good talking with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm a big fan of the Wolfpack Ninja group and tour, and really hoping more kids will get involved, and we can make this, you know, something that just spreads like wildfire to athletes across the country.
Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja podcast. If you liked it, please tell a friend, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes.
It would mean a lot. Remember to visit our website at www.wolfpackninjas.com and join us on social media.
Join us next time for another exciting episode with your favorite ninjas and informative health tips. Ow!
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.
Hey guys, my name's Jonathan, and I'm the host of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. It doesn't matter if you enjoy Trivial Pursuits or if you can't tell Captain Kirk from Captain Cook. We've got a little something for everybody. You can play along and keep score, or just sit back and laugh at us making fools of ourselves. Find us on any good podcast app. Just search for Trivial Warfare. And remember, it's not just trivia, it's war.